Hello, a very good evening to you and welcome to Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. Thanks for joining us. The Hungarian government rejects any ignoble accusations, such as recently made by Laurent Fabius, the French foreign minister, in connection with Hungary for building a fence along its southern border with Serbia. The French foreign minister said on Sunday that the behavior of countries in Eastern Europe was scandalous in connection with migration. He said that Hungary is erecting a fence demonstrated disrespect for common European values.
The construction of the border fence on the Serbian-Hungarian border has been launched in July. By now, as it was scheduled, it's ready on the whole length, 175 kilometers. Meanwhile, the other 4-meter-high border closure is also under construction. It has to be ready by November. It has not yet been finished. On the Csongrád county section, it has already been damaged by the trespassing migrants. The fence was cut, run over, or even burned down. Laurent Fabius, French foreign minister, called the behavior of certain Eastern European member states towards migrants shameful. He particularly slammed the Hungarian border fence. I take a very dim view, a very dim view. Hungary is a part of Europe. Europe has values, and these values are not respected by putting a wire fence, he said. A minister of foreign affairs and trade, Peter Szijjártó, said that it was shocking and perplexing that the French counterpart criticized Hungary for its border closure and added that France's chargé d'affaires has been summoned to the foreign ministry for Monday. Levente Magyar, the secretary of state of the ministry, who met the French diplomat, said that the words of Mr. Fabius may reflect the lack of information and that France lately has also erected a border fence at Calais, much higher than the Hungarian one. These allegations are baseless as Hungary assumes a greater share in the migration crisis than its territory, population or economic strength would allow. We do our best to tackle the situation in the most effective way, he said. We are against anything that impedes the free movement of the European citizens within the EU, but we have to defend our borders, said Dimitris Avramopoulos, the EU Commissioner for Refugee Affairs. The EU must help the countries in the front line of the migration crisis, he added.
Very soon I will be in Budapest again in order to provide the Hungarian authorities with our help and, if necessary, to set up a hotspot in Hungary, because it is true, Hungary is under pressure, as is the case of Greece and Italy.
The Commissioner added that common European answers are needed for the challenge of the migration crisis, and that the Commission will give any necessary help for the member states.
Tighter checks by Austrian authorities has caused 30-kilometer-long traffic queues on motorway M1 towards Austria all day long. The Austrian police stopped every vehicle fit to hide passengers inside. Tightened security comes after the death of 71 migrants, among them 4 children, left in a truck on the side of a motorway in Austria last week. So far, 5 people have been taken into custody in connection with the crime. Meanwhile, chaos is getting bigger on trains too, heading to Austria.
Austrian police demanded the passports from this family. The passengers who were travelling in the car, which had an Albanian number plate, had to get off the car. The police then escorted them to the Austrian police station. Cars are checked randomly, but all vans, trucks and transporters are being controlled immediately.
Not very much package.
The tighter checks by Austrian authorities has caused a 30-kilometer-long traffic queues on the motorway M1 towards Austria. Traffic was actually paralyzed. Drivers got off from their vehicles on the motorway. Due to the extreme heat, bottles of water were distributed among them. The M1 news crew is aware of that in the following days at the border of Sopron and Harkov, further checks will be coming. The Austrian Interior Minister announced that the stricter checks will last for an indefinite period of time. And if it's needed, the control points will be placed elsewhere to stop the unscrupulous human smugglers. We boosted our measures taken earlier. We introduced the tighter security checks at the borders and around them. That does not mean that we make border control, but it does mean that we are present with higher forces, said the Austrian Interior Minister, and mentioned that they keep all the rules of the Schengen area. Austria's top policeman Konrad Kogler said the operation was successful even in a few hours.
The
In cooperation with the Hungarian police, over 200 migrants were recovered from vehicles overnight, and we have arrested 5 suspected people smugglers as well, said Austria's top policeman. The charge follows the discovery of 71 dead migrants in a truck last week on the A4 motorway at Bandolf. The Hungarian police has arrested 4 Bulgarians and 1 Afghan in connection with the crime. In the train station of Hegyeshalom, 4 trains were intercepted, but later on they released them. The Austrian railway company first said the trains were stopped because of the crowd. However, Reuters news agency later said that the trains stood because the Austrian authorities allowed only those migrants to continue to travel who did not apply for asylum in Hungary. An extra train came later on, which with migrants could continue their journey towards Austria.
The economy has managed to stabilize, therefore the sectoral levy on multinationals will be decreased. Zoltán Pankuchi said on M1. The deputy state secretary said that the economic development became permanent, therefore bank tax will be decreased next year, but multinationals will continue to have a role in taxation.
Between 2010 and 2012, in this area we had a revenue of about 1,000 billion forints in the state budget. This meant that we were able to get out of the excessive deficit procedure. This made it possible to support the population, the families and the SMEs with thousands of billion forints.
A new maintenance hangar was built at the Budapest airport with a total investment of close to 1 billion forint. This air has leased a 2,000 square meter hangar for the next 15 years. Miklós Sestek, Minister of National Development, at the opening ceremony said Hungary's aim is to increase its competitiveness in the aviation market so that it can provide quality services. The new hangar means a milestone, the minister added.
The country's main aim to provide high-quality and reliable aviation services. The Finnish maintenance hangar is a new milestone in the life of Liszt Ferenc International Airport, a new step in increasing international competitiveness.
The Fidesz-KDNP coalition created a so-called Hungarian model in Europe because while the state budget increased in Hungary, they managed to fix the economy and finances, plus they reduced debt. Parliamentary Speaker László Kövér said in New York's Hungarian House on Sunday. Commenting on the government's policy to unite Hungarians across borders, he said a practical approach was needed to make people around the world, and especially in the Carpathian Basin, experience that they are members of one single nation, regardless of what citizenship they have next to Hungarian out of necessity. The parliamentary speaker added that the government's second term in office has made it timely to satisfy neglected social demands in Hungary and support Hungarian businesses ready to invest abroad. The Golgotha painting stayed in Debrecen, but the public still cannot see it. The second in the Munkácsy trilogy, on request of its owner, had to be covered. Imre Pak, a Hungarian-American art collector and businessman living in New York, announced last week that he takes away the painting from the Déri Museum. He said his decision was motivated by the failure to agree on the price of the painting with the Hungarian state. However, in the summer, the government's artwork regulatory agency declared the painting a protected piece of artwork. Therefore, it cannot be taken away from Debrecen. Imre Pak, on the other hand, forbidden the public to see the painting, so a folding screen was placed in front of it. So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time, or you can follow us online. Thanks for watching. From me and all the team here, good night.